Good morning. Today is a follow-up of yesterday's halacha talking about giving kavod to a father-in-law and a mother-in-law. And we saw the language of the Torah that says, v'chayav adam chaved chamiv, that there's an obligation to show kavod to one's father-in-law. And a pasuk is brought by the Torah based on a conversation, somewhat of a conversation that David HaMelech had to his father-in-law, Shaul HaMelech, after Shaul came and used the bathroom in the cave that David was hiding from him because Shaul was looking to kill David HaMelech. And what David did, instead of taking revenge or preemptively killing Shaul, he simply cut off a corner of his garment. And then once Shaul left the cave, David HaMelech cries out to him, calls out to him, Va'avi re'ei gam re'ei, listen, look, my father. He calls him his father, even though it's his father-in-law. Look, I cut off the knaf, the corner of your garment. And we had an interesting discussion there. Of course, it doesn't only apply to the father-in-law. It also applies to the mother-in-law. But what we went into was, what level of kavod is necessary to a father-in-law? Is it just like a father, or is it something of lesser nature? And we saw the Bach, who said that apparently, based on the language of the Torah, it's on a lower level than showing kavod to a father. Why? Because in the prior halacha, talking about the kavod giving to an older brother, the Torah says that has to be kekavod aviv. That is like giving kavod to your father. But when it came to a father-in-law, the Torah didn't say that. He simply says you have to give kavod to your father-in-law. Apparently, it's on a lower level of kavod than one's own parents. Now the Bach comes on and he brings a medrash. Fascinating medrash here. It's the medrash Shachar Tov that says as follows on that pasuk, Va'avi re'ei gam re'ei, where David HaMelech is talking to Shaul. The medrash says explicitly, Mikan shechayav adam bekavod chamiv kekavod aviv. From here we learn that somebody is obligated to give kavod to his father-in-law just like his father. And the mashmos here is that it's on the same level, or basically the same level. It's not on a lower level, not on a dramatically lower level. Just as you give, whatever kavod you give to your father, you have to give to your father-in-law as well. And the same would be with the mother-in-law. Now, the Bach asks on this, but the tour we see here, and also other mechabrim, other poskim, didn't bring this halacha. They didn't say that the kavod that you have to give to your father-in-law is the same as your father. And the mashmos we said of the Torah is that it's on a lower level. Why would that be? Why do they say that it's on a lower level, the father-in-law, than one's own parents? So he continues and it says, if you look at the rest of the medrash, the Medrash continues that there's a machlok as how to darshan the pasuk that we are learning this halacha from, with apparently we have David HaMelech calling Shaul his father. So that's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Avi Re'ei, that is talking about Shaul. David HaMelech addresses Shaul as his father. But what's the Vigam Re'ei? And you also should look, that is talking about Avner. Avner was the general of Shaul HaMelech. So that's how the pasuk is divided up. Avi Re'ei, when it says the first part, look, the first portion of Shaluk is my Avi, that is David HaMelech addressing Shaul. And accordingly, we can understand the Shita, that the kavod giving to a father-in-law has to be the same as the kavod given to a father. And only the Vegam Re'ei, that is talking about Shaul. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But the problem is that we have the Shita of Rabbanan, who switches the order of the drasha. And the Shita of Rabbanan is, when David HaMelech said Avi Re'ei, he was not referring to Shaul, his father-in-law, he was referring to Avner. And the second Re'ei, Gam Re'ei, that is David HaMelech referring to Shaul. And based on this, Rabbanan, we have the Rabbanan, so accordingly, we don't have this halacha that you have to give kavod to your father-in-law based on how David HaMelech addressed it his father-in-law, because it's only Rabbi Yehuda who has that concept, because it's only Rabbi Yehuda who says, Avi Re'ei, that David HaMelech was speaking to his father-in-law as his father. But Rabbanim, they don't have that view. Their view is Gam Re'ei was Avi Re'ei was David HaMelech speaking to Avner, and you also, Gamre, you were speaking to Shaul. So based on that, if we have a Machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan, we're going to paskin like the Rabbi, and we're going to paskin like the majority view, and that's how the poskim indeed paskined. That's how the poskim paskined, that we don't have this concept of giving kavod like a father to a father-in-law, continues the Bach. Aval Rabbeinu Sfirulei, nonetheless, even though based on this limud, if we think about it, if we're learning from Rabbanan, we have no concept of showing kavod to a father-in-law. David HaMelech was not calling his father-in-law Avi. So where would we even have a source based on this pasuk to say that you have to give kavod to your father-in-law? Nonetheless, as the Bach, understanding the Torah of Rabbeinu, Svirulei, Demikol Makom, that in any case, Chayev Lechabdo, Kemosh Arz Kenim Chashuvim, that you still have to give respect, proper respect to a father-in-law, just like you would Zakenim Chashuvim, other elderly dignitaries. So that is the explanation of the Bach. So now we can understand the Torah, why the Torah would say it's on a lower level. It's on a lower level based on the Pasuk even, because that's the Shita of Rabbanan, not the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's the Shita of Rabbanan, that Gam Re'eh was referring to Shaul. But when it said Avi, Avirei, that was referring to Avner. Now, truth be told, we still have that question somewhat, although the Bach just tried to address it a little bit, Gam Re'eh. Maybe there's some kavod. He tries to explain that there's at least a little bit kavod in the Shita of Rabbanan with how David HaMelech was addressing Shaul. But we still really do have a strong question or a weak question, some question as to where is there a real source for kibud chamiv, showing kavod to your father-in-law, when that pasuk avi is addressed to Avner and not to Shaul HaMelech. So if we look in the Birkei Yosef, he says as follows, there's another medrash in the Mechilta. And now we're not talking about David HaMelech, how did he relate to Shaul, his father-in-law, but we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, how he related to his father-in-law, Yisro. And it says in the Pasuk, Vishtachu Vishaklo, that he bowed down to him and he gave him a kiss. And we don't know, says the Medrash, who bowed to who. Is this Moshe Rabbeinu bowing to Yisro? Is this Yisro bowing down to Moshe Rabbeinu? But we do see right after that, Vayishalu Ish L'Re'eyu, the Ish asked his Re'eyu how everything is going. Who is the Ish? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Ish Moshe Anamiyad. Moshe is the Ish. Accordingly, because we see that Moshe was asking, how is everything, we can understand the statement, Vayishtachu Vayishaklo, also the bowing right before that, and the kissing, that was Moshe Rabbeinu doing the bowing down and the kissing as well. And from here, says the Medrash, we learn that Shiye Adam Muchan LeKavod Chaviv. We learn from here that you have to give kavod to your father-in-law. So we have another source, a second source for learning kavod to a father-in-law. We're not learning here from David HaMelech how he related to Shaul, because there in the Shita of Rabbanan we really didn't have a source, because Avi was referring to Avner. It was not referring to Shaul. But here we do have a source how Moshe Rabbeinu related to his father-in-law, but it was not like a father. He was just showing kavod to his father-in-law. Accordingly, the view of the Torah, says the Birkei Yosef, is that this Mechilta, the second Midrash, is Aliba de Kuleyama. Everyone would agree, even Rabbanu would agree, that you have to show kavod to your father-in-law, but not that it's the kavod that is given to a father. But even Rabbanan, who darshan the other pasuk when it comes to Shaul HaMelech, that Avi is Avner and not Shaul, but nonetheless they would agree with this medrash, even Rabbanan, that the kavod that has to be given is like Zekenim Chashuvim, but not like that of a father. Have a wonderful day.